Welcome to the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and I'm joined here with Josh.
Yo!
And Ruben.
Hey.
You know, Ruben, don't be fucking cringing over there. At least I didn't sleep through the last episode of podcasting. I only slept through that episode of Hell of a Boss, but... Anyways. What?
Your plugs?
Oh, is it time? We didn't say what we were going to talk about first.
You usually don't until we do after your plugs.
No, we say it first, and then we say before we get into that, and then we do the thing. Well, let the people know what we're going to be talking about if they don't know how to read. Didn't read the episode. What is it? Description? Synopsis? Yeah. Okay, I'll tell them then. We're going to be talking about Dragon Ball, Daima, and also Dandadan, episodes 5-8.
Because somebody doesn't know how to follow a schedule.
Or read. I.e. Ruben. Anyways, if you want to follow, if you do know how to read, actually, you don't know how to read. You don't need to know how to read to be on Twitter, do you? Maybe, I don't know. You can go to Instagram.
Not from tweets I've been reading.
Yeah. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us at Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, TikTok, soon to be deleted, and YouTube, at Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, subscribe. Additionally, you can go to Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. Also, if you want to follow Frank and this show, you can follow at anime_syndicate_podcast on Instagram. And you can check out more episodes of this show wherever you like podcasts. Anyways, all right. Well, let's get into it. What do you guys want to talk about first?
Well, I'm going to have to read a synopsis here because it's been so long since I've seen all these episodes.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead. Which one did you want to talk about first? Dragon Ball or Dandadan?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm not going to wait 30 minutes for a cup of coffee. Fuck you.
I got coffee here. You just make one here.
But I have to make it.
Well, you just put it in the microwave.
But then I have to put it in the microwave.
Oh, my God. So you have to pay $85 to have some asshole deliver it? Then you know since you're not going to tip them, they're going to spit in it, so...
It's California.
Yeah? So? What about it?
That's what we do.
Or you could just... Do it for free.
I don't want to put in the effort, so I'm going to pay for it.
All right, you know what? I'll make it then. How about that?
No, because then I'm going to hear you bitch and moan about it for the rest of the week.
Isn't that worth $85? No? All right.
I'm going to punch you.
Well, do you want me to do it? Because I'll go make it right now. Let's pause it.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. After?
No.
Whatever.
Your coffee sucks.
All right, what do you want to talk about first?
I don't know. What do you think?
I say let's do Dandadan first.
Okay.
All right, so Dandadan, episodes 5, 6, 7, and 8. So we get into episode 5, titled, like, Where Are Your Balls? That is the, that is the name of the episode. Basically, Momo and Okarun start having this bonding at school. One of her friends is like, oh, you're just a cute couple or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she gets all pissy.
Yeah, it's the standard fucking, like, it's in every anime and every fucking sitcom where, oh, the person that has to say it, oh, no, we're so obviously a couple. No, I hate her. I hate him too. Wait, you hate me? You fucking asshole. And now we actually do hate each other.
It's yeah.
Like, but at least this one. They made a joke out of that.
Yeah, true. And so, basically, Okarun goes to the bathroom, and he discovers that he does, while having his shaft, he does not possess his testicles. The balls are gone. And he's like, what the fuck? So... He runs to go to, like, Momo's classroom, and he's like, I need to talk to her immediately. And then they tell him to, like, fuck off or whatever. And then he's just like, oh, no. And so then after school, he keeps trying to, like, find her or whatever.
Oh, that was during lunch.
Well, that was during lunch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to find her or whatever. And then he bumps into some girl. And this girl is like, oh, yes, I'm so sorry. She's like very friendly. And like, he now thinks that, oh, like this chick is in love with me or whatever. And so Momo hears this chick talking shit about him. And so she basically uses her power to like, what did she drop on her?
A wash pan.
Yeah. She drops this wash pan on her and fucks her up as a result. And that, I thought that was pretty funny. And so then eventually after that, they get back together.
Well, she sees, well, you missed the part where she sees her hands, her powers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And she thinks she's like the, that comes into play later too.
Yeah. But I'm saying in that same scene,
that's what she saw it. Yeah. And so, basically he's like, yo, I don't have my balls now. And we need to figure out what to do. So they go back to Psycho, the fucking the other granny, hot granny, I guess. I don't know. And she just does some fucking ritual on him and she pulls out the old lady Turbo Granny spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets to keep the powers essentially, like that he gained.
Mm-hmm.
And so she pulls him out, she pulls out the granny and throws her into this like Chinese cat doll.
Well, no, it's the Japanese good luck cat.
Like the cat or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then she throws it in there. And then now Turbo Granny is this cat. And so she's like, ah, I fucking got rid of his balls. Like, ha, I gave him his dick back, but you never said about his balls. So I tossed him where? I turned him into little gold things or whatever. Turned him in, threw him into the woods. And she's like, motherfuck. So then she's like holding everybody hostage and she's going to like fuck this shit up. And then that's when they find out that like, oh, he still has his powers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Because somebody was talking shit about Momo.
Yeah.
And he talked shit back.
Yeah. And so then, it's called a Maneki Neko. That's the cat, that good luck cat.
Yeah.
Japanese figurine, bring good luck.
Yeah. So yeah, because that guy was talking about how she's easy or some shit.
Yeah.
And then he goes Super Senku and starts talking shit.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. So then, essentially, that's at the end of the thing is like Turbo Granny's like, oh yeah, I forgot where I put him. I don't know where I did with him. She's like, yeah, I threw him wherever. And I don't know. So I guess you're kind of fucked. You're gonna have to go look for him. They're these two little, they're little gold balls, basically. They're golden.
They're gold Benoit balls.
Benoit balls, yeah, basically. So, and then that was kind of how that episode 5 like ends, with them going to like look for the balls or whatever at night or something in some park. They're like looking around.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we go into episode 6, a dangerous woman arrives. And this is when, that's what Turbo Granny tells him, that, oh, they're these golden Kintama, which are basically, it's like a slang term for family jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she basically just says, oh, I infused them with her aura, with my aura. So like, it's going to draw in like spirits to come fucking get them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, and then we get the reveal also that her name was Ira, the girl who's the
one that saw her.
Saw her powers, right? We get, she saw
the super popular one.
Yeah, the super popular one. And she pulls out one of his balls because she has it. She found it.
Oh, I couldn't stop laughing when she found it. She's like
rubbing it on her face. And it's like, oh, that's one of his nuts, man. Like, that sucks. Like, that's hard. That sucks when she finds it.
But that's the thing.
That's what she never does, huh?
She never does.
Yeah. So, well,
so far,
yeah. So then she gets some kind of like latent power from it,
and she's able to see. That's all,
right? But she gets like that. She gets like that latent like ability from this is to like see.
She was saying that it allows her the ability to see the spiritual.
Yeah,
it doesn't give her power.
Right, that's right. Yeah, but she is like a Jesus lady or whatever, and she's like, "Oh, God has given me this."
Not Jesus lady, because she doesn't believe in Jesus. It wasn't Jesus.
Like whatever,
evangelical or yeah, no, whatever. Like, what do you call those fucking people that, where they're fucking crazy about it? I don't want to say the name of it.
What do you mean?
Where they're crazy about the
fanatics?
Fault. Fanatic, there you go.
Yeah, she's like fanatical, yeah.
Yeah.
Zealots.
Zealots, there it is.
That's the word, yeah. Zealots. So then, basically, her and her two friends set up fucking Momo.
To get fucking tortured.
Well, she's going to try to do like an exorcism on her or whatever.
The other two friends don't believe she has powers.
Yeah, they're
so
like,
were torturing her.
Yeah, they were actually torturing her. Because they thought this chick was crazy and full of shit, but they're like, oh, we're still going to torture this bitch anyway.
You skipped over the fucking, the ghost.
Oh, the,
The lady in red.
The lady, the one who thinks that's their kids, right?
Well, yeah, they expose that later, but.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying, you skipped over her. Remember, because she kept looking out the window.
Oh, and she kept seeing her coming closer, and
like,
right?
They always just say, oh, there she is again. Oh, there she's, oh, huh, she's got closer. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. And so then that's when we see, yeah, the figure in the pink dress comes in there. Okarun comes in with Turbo Granny, and they do save her, Momo, from getting fucking tortured.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh shit, this fucking pink dress, whatever, what the fuck was her name? Silky, Acrobatic Silky or something like
that? No, that's the ghost.
What's the name? She had like a name, didn't she?
No, Acrobatic Silky is the type of ghost she was. Fuck, what was her name?
But she had a name, didn't she?
No, who?
The ghost.
Hold on. Yeah, or wasn't it the Silky?
Maybe, I don't know.
Or are you talking about when she was a human?
I thought she had like a name that she used, but maybe. Oh, I think she was calling Momo that. Like that was her kid or whatever.
Yeah.
So then basically, they have this cool little fight where they're fighting the fucking, the Silky.
Mm-hmm.
And Okarun gets fucking swallowed. And Turbo Granny like kind of figures out who she is. And, the chick Idra gets calls this, the spirit a monster, and it pisses her off. So then she swallows fucking the girl, and then she swallows Momo. Mm-hmm. And then
when the girl rejects her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then basically, essentially Momo used the cross lighter
because it was a lighter.
It was a lighter. Yeah. It wasn't a cross. It was actually a lighter. She used that to burn out the inside of this fucking lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking it made her like fucking blah, like fucking burn them out or whatever. So they escaped from her, like she had to like throw them up or whatever. Mm-hmm. Out. And so then that was how that episode ended, right? Where that was when they got out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like going to continue the fight. And then we get that fucking, you know, how every anime does that, where it's like they end episodes mid fight scenes to like keep you wanting to come back to watch more. And so then episode 7, To a Kinder World. And that's when we get them continuing this fight. They get his one ball from the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize that this chick died. Like she's dead.
Which is a side effect of a human being swallowed by a yokai.
Yeah, essentially. And she couldn't handle that shit as an ordinary human being.
What is it with lore? Like, here with this lore, like, where something... Why? Why is being swallowed and not digested? Just the fact that she swallowed you, you're
kills
dead.
You. Yeah, like.
But then look at shit like in other another mythology, like Greek mythology.
Yeah.
If Thanatos cuts your hair, you die.
Yeah.
Like, what is it with these little? Like, why is that? Why?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. Like,
well, again, the Achilles heel. Oh, something just. It hits you in your heel.
Because
and you die.
The mom, because
that's what they held him to dip him. But it's like that's the same motif of like, oh, a little tiny thing is what kills you. Like, you know.
No, but at least that makes sense. There were steps to that, but
like, okay,
why is the act of swamp? I get
it's in the back of your foot. So like, if I get stabbed there, I'll live. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But the whole point of that is
the hubris of
man.
But it's
the hubris of man.
Same deal.
Where this, it's just. Yes, if an animal eats me, I'm dead. But it most likely had already killed me.
Yeah.
Or slowly ate me to where I died from that. Or if he swallows me whole, the stomach acid is going to kill me. Not just the act. There, you're dead. It just doesn't make sense.
Like right. Lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why is it that Thanatos cutting my hair is going to kill me?
Yeah.
It's just these weird things.
It is. So then we get she's dead, and so now Acrobatic Silky wants to like revive her. The Silky wants to revive her by passing her aura on.
Well, why, Josh?
Well, because we're gonna get there.
All right.
It's coming.
Okay.
So that's Momo connects the auras, and that's when she sees into her past. and she sees...
They see through each other's past.
Yeah, right, both of them. And so she sees, like, the Silky was a single mom, worked all these odd jobs.
Well, she wasn't a...
Prostitute.
Prostitute.
Like, that's the main one. And she was trying to support her kid to, like, pay off some debt. And then basically loan sharks broke into her house, beat her ass, and took the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Then it
like
made
I said,
her,
this show...
It's fucked.
How like, you fucking... Oh, man, this fucking fight scene is awesome. This fucking chase on the train was fucking cool. The animation's cool. Oh, right in the fucking dick. Why?
Yeah, why? Yeah, why?
So yeah, then, that hurt. That part of her.
Yeah, yeah, it did, man. And then it, like, oh, her it drove the mom to commit suicide, right?
Well, no, she... In the fight, remember when she tried it one last time to grab him and they pushed her into the glass? The glass is what killed her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then her spirit basically wandered around until she finds young Ira, who also had the loss of her mother. She sensed that and like took that as being her, this must be my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's when she like transformed into the acrobatic like Silky or whatever. And so then Ira gets revived. Momo's like losing her
shit. Besides herself. Yeah.
Yeah, because this is like having to deal. This is like a trauma dump on you. As the acrobatic Silky is like dying and like withering away or whatever. And it's saying like, I regret everything. Like, you know, it's just fucking sad. And then,
but then she hugs it.
Yeah. And then she hugs her and
her mama.
Yeah. And then she prays that she finds peace and says that she'll, you know, and says like, oh, I'll never forget you or whatever the fuck she says. I think that was how that episode ended, right? It was like, was there another thing that happened after that?
The soba. When they're all eating together?
Oh, they went to go eat. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying that was it, right? Next.
Yeah.
But, it's funny too because I was reading the thing about the mangaka or what the manga, whatever you call them,
the manga guy.
Yeah, the guy who created the manga, whatever.
Yeah,
the mangaka, whatever they call the term. He was saying I was reading the thing about him because he grew up fucking poor. When he was. And he's talking about how when he was working on another mangaka, the guy like gave him 1,000 yen. Hey man, just go buy yourself something to eat real quick.
Yeah.
Not 100 yen, which is like $10.
Right, okay.
And he said that simple act of kindness kinda is why in every one of his mangas and stuff, everybody's always eating together. Cause he says eating alone is one of the most painful things for him.
Mm. That's pretty sad. So we get into episode number 8, which is I've got this funny feeling. And this episode basically was kind of like, it started off as like, oh, like a typical kind of high school like kind of thing of like, oh, this chick Ira's like, fuck you guys or whatever. I feel like this chick's still a demon. I'm going to save Okarun. And then like, it turns out.
Yeah, like the, she's like declares war on her.
Yeah.
And the grandma's like, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
because she called her like too young and sick to be a grandma.
Yeah. And basically, Turbo Granny puts his balls back on. Well, so we get that.
The way they did it,
which was
a pitch.
Yeah. Baseball pitch.
Yeah. And then there they are.
What would have happened if she would have hit the ball?
Oh, shit, man. I don't know. That would have hurt.
Would he have felt it?
I'm sure he would have because of the way this goes.
But then the ball would have been gone, too, because that shit would have been a home run.
Yeah, easily. And so then we get this little thing where, like, they split off and, like, because he's going to go exercise or whatever. And then he meets up with that Ira chick, Okarun does. And she confesses her feelings or whatever. And then they start arguing and then they trip and fall or something happens. And then like they end up like she's straddling him. And then Momo comes around like the corner or whatever and sees that. And she's like, the fuck is going on here? Even though she keeps constantly saying how she's not into Okarun like that.
And
she clearly is. But anyways. So then she's jealous and all pissy. So she's like, go fuck yourselves and whatever. She like leaves. So then there's like the school's like starting to flood or whatever. And so Okuruin's like, huh, that's weird. Why is everybody disappearing? Where's everybody going? Huh, that's odd. And somehow he ends up meeting up with Ira and he figures out that they're trapped in some kind of like realm. Like it's not real life. It's not a real thing or whatever.
The same realm like they got trapped in when they
were in that monster or whatever, right? Yeah. Flatwood monster. Thing, yeah. And so in another portion area, Momo is hiding from an alien that's a plesiosaur. We see that or whatever. And Okuru and Ira get like basically confronted by this mantis. I don't know. Shrimp it's like mantis. Shrimp mantis alien.
The mantis. It's a mantis shrimp is what it's supposed to be based off of because of
the little puncher things.
Well, it's the strongest punch on Earth. The mantis shrimp, when they actually punches, it creates an air bubble because its punch is so fast and hot, it evaporates all the water around it.
Dang. So then,
like something that small being that big.
Yeah, that'll be kill you.
Yeah.
Evaporate you. So then, they're called like the Serpoians or something like
that.
The
aliens from the first episode.
Yeah. They come back and then they capture Okuruin and they knock out what's her name, Ira. Or so they thought. And they're like, oh man, we're gonna do some experiments.
We're gonna take all your genitalia.
Yep, we're gonna take all your genitalia. It's gonna be great.
What do they call it? Oh, we're gonna take all your sex organs.
Yeah, your sex organs. Yeah,
and bananas.
Bananas. Your bananas in your fucking yeah.
I just couldn't take them seriously. Every time they said it, that's such a high pitched voice for bananas.
Oh, you're watching the Japanese version?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
I'm watching the Japanese version. They have like super high pitched voices.
Oh damn, man.
In the English, they're like deadpan voices.
Yeah, they are deadpan. They're like, yes, we do this.
What? You have surpassed the power? That is uncool.
We will take your bananas.
But they say it with a fucking, like, a haunting tune. Like,
yeah.
To be scary. But yeah, in the Japanese version, it's high pitch.
Yeah, it's hard to take them seriously because it's just why they say it like that. It just feels weird. It just sounds so weird.
You would have preferred the English version.
Yeah, the English version is the way to go, but I wish there was an English version of Daima, like, already. I mean, there technically is because it was in theaters. It was in theaters. Yeah, we fucking missed it. But
we didn't miss it. We all literally just flaked on each other.
Yeah, exactly. Just like we did with fucking. Well, we actually forgot about Solo Leveling. We all legitimately forgot about that. Which I think we might still be able to go see it though
tomorrow.
Let's see Solo Leveling. All right, anyways, I'll look that up in a minute. But anyway, so we get this episode ending with the revelation that Ira has now awoken with the Silky's fucking powers. And essentially, much like Momo did, she is now protecting fucking Okuruin and not going to let these motherfuckers do shit to them. So
doesn't she, like, when it's just her neck, doesn't it kind of feel like she's copying his form?
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of does.
Well, she's that one, like, half Ichigo part, then she goes full on Silky
Mom
mask.
Yeah. So... anyways, so that's how that ends. So that's episode 8. All right, so today. Oh, you know what? It's actually playing for... oh, fuck. It's playing until next Thursday.
Yeah, but I think it's only playing here in
Corona. No, it's at... it's in Riverside. It's at the... oh, no, it is playing here in Corona. Ontario. Well, we could go see it next Thursday.
Well, where's it playing next Thursday?
Here.
Where? Which
one? 7:15. Standard or English dubbed? English dubs at 10 p.m. See, so we could go late. I don't know.
All right.
We'll see. Anyways, all right. So that's the end of that for this one. Not for this episode, but for this series. And then,
isn't the next episode when they fight the monster?
Well, it's 9. Yeah, the next episode we'll have 9, 10, 11, and then 12. So like 12 will be out.
So you didn't see this episode?
I did not see 9. No, I did not watch it because that's the one that. I'm sorry. I did see this episode because I didn't see the one that came out before. This was the fight. But what I was saying is to keep this and Dragon Ball on the same number.
I see what you're saying.
We're just going to stop and then we'll do 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Damn it. This was the episode I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
Next week.
Well, you have to wait till next week. So, because next week, this should be. Yeah, the next episode should be out December 13th. So, yeah. All right, so now let's get into Dragon Ball Daima. episodes. Okay, so we did 5, 6, 7, and 8. All right. Dragon Ball Daima. Episode 5 was Pansy. This was the demon girl situation.
Okay.
We all right?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
All right. Hang on. I got to go refill my water. So you want to take over for a minute?
No, pause it.
No, pause it.
No, because I want water too.
All right. All right. So now we get back into Dragon Ball after pausing it really quick.
Because Josh was a thirsty bitch.
I am a thirsty, thirsty bitch. Episode 5, titled Pansy. We basically get that demon girl that they met in the last episode. Calls her, you know, her name's Pansy. And she keeps following them around. And she's still like, ah, who the fuck are these guys? And what are they up to? And so she's basically, like, she invents things. And she's like, she's a smart. She's pretty smart, she seems like. And she shows them, like, kind of where to go. She's like, oh, yeah, I know all about the third world or whatever this fucking place is called. Like, oh, yeah, I know all about it. Here, let me give you guys directions. And, oh, look at this thing I can do. I can do magic stuff or whatever. And then she talks about how all the Majin demons in this realm have, like, magic or whatever. Mm-hmm. Most of them do. Many of them, I guess. I don't know if she says all of them do, but many of them do. So then they're, like, doing that thing. And then we have Goma, who, you know, is the big bad in this version, who also kidnapped Dende. All right. His plan is to raise Dende so that he can make new Dragon Balls for him. Like, this whole plan is, oh, I'm going to raise this kid, this Namekian kid.
Wait, are Dende's memories gone, though?
I feel like they are.
If they are,
then
he doesn't know how to make Dragon Balls anymore.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
Because there's two clans, the Dragon Clan
and the Ball Clan, Ball.
I think he still has his memories. Because if I remember correctly from the very beginning of episode 1, when Trunks and Goten got turned into babies, they still knew each other and talking to each other in baby speech pretty much.
Right. Well, because I was saying, because if I remember correctly, there's two clans. Like I said, there's the Warrior Clan and the Dragon Clan. The Warrior Clan learns how to fight. And the Dragon Clan learns how to make Dragon Balls. So if he doesn't have the education, he doesn't know how to
make. He doesn't know how to do it. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good point.
But if he's saying, as he said, Trunks and Goten were able to talk to each other, so they knew each other.
That's true. Well, and it's also not like any of the adults who got turned back into kids lost all their memories of being adults. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's Goma's plan, right? Is so that this can happen. So, Goku and Shin and who the fuck's the other guy? The taller dude.
I can't remember his name.
Fuck. Hold on. I just saw it in here somewhere. Gonzo? Glorio. Glorio. That's his name. Gonzo. Yeah. They all get to
I almost called him Obito for some reason.
Obito? Yeah. They get to the palace, which is called Kaden Castle. Mm-hmm. And this is where we find out, okay, that Pansy, oh, I'm also the princess here or whatever, like, you know.
And, like, I like how I've seen other reactions to this, and, like, everybody's reaction is like, huh, cool.
Yeah, cool. I mean.
Like, I was like, I'm not invested in you whatsoever, so you could have been the king himself. I wouldn't give a shit.
I mean, also, okay, think about this too, right? Like, this. I don't want to say this shit's been done before, but this is very reminiscent of the original Dragon Ball story when Goku finds, what's her name? Chi-Chi. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, obviously, like, Chi-Chi's the daughter of, like, the Ox King. So it's kind of like, it's not the same, but it's like, it's similar enough to where it's like, that's why everybody's like, oh, cool. Like, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, that tracks, you know, with how shit goes. Well, of course, it's the fucking princess. Well,
I mean, this is basically a love letter to fucking Dragon Ball.
Yeah. And I have no issue with it, but I'm just saying it's like, oh, okay, that's I think why nobody was like, oh yeah, cool, all right, that makes sense. So then basically they meet Goku and Shin get introduced to the king, which is you know, Kaden, what the fuck did he say? Kadan. Mm-hmm. And they basically just tell him the whole shit about what happened, like why they're kids, what happened to Dende, the kidnapping, and they want to defeat this asshole Goma, and they want to use the Demon Realm's 3 Dragon Balls to do it. That's like their whole shtick. So the king is kind of like, eh, I don't know. You guys seem like kind of little bitches. I don't know about this shit. And so then essentially Goku like does a demonstration of his strength by defeating the warriors of the palace. And I like how trying to get up there.
Yeah.
No. Well, help his ass up.
Yeah.
Oh, he got up there. Anyways.
literally took everything out of him.
Yep. Now he's like, I gotta kill you guys. I'm so tired.
Oh, God, that is so
mean. I mean, he's got like whatever his like.
That is so mean. She gets tired of everything.
Well, no, he has a hip.
Like, it's his like back, his rear hip, like his back.
Yeah, she's hip thing too, which or when her leg socket gets popped out of her bone.
Oh, he doesn't have that bad.
No, his are.
It's like his lower back.
It's like super arthritis.
Yeah.
If you watch him walk, he like. It almost looks like he's walking on his front legs and like.
Yeah, I kind of didn't notice that when I saw him walking over there. I was like, when is he? Okay.
Yeah. Well, we give him this stuff that helps it, but like he goes through episodes where it's like just bad no matter what.
What do you give him? Morphine?
No, they have.
Dog
it's like,
morphine?
No, it's like a supplement that helps lubricate their joints.
If it's not morphine, it's not helping.
Well, I mean, I inject them with liquid Tylenol, so that's whatever. Anyways. So we're getting off track. So then we get Goku defeating those warriors, and then I like how you beat my guys, so like cool, now I trust you. Like now we're homies. And so that happens.
Then he tries selling off. Mizi's trying to marry off his daughter to him.
Oh yeah.
Either what?
Tries to marry off his daughter.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 That was funny.
Like. I don't want to marry her. I'm already married. Yeah, I have three kids.
Yeah, and then I hate my wife. Like,
I know we're not covering this episode in today.
Yeah.
But the later episode, she's like, I can't believe you're a father and raised kids. To be fair, though, I wasn't really involved.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
His kids were raised by Piccolo.
Yeah, basically.
Well, Gohan was.
Gohan was, yeah. So then, essentially, they leave and... the king tells one of his little homie attendants, Hybus, to go to Earth and get the remaining Z warriors and bring them all back.
Well, the ones that are going to come.
Yeah, the ones that were going to come, yeah. So he goes, all right, cool. So then... See,
old Dragon Ball would have done that. Brought everybody along.
Yeah.
And convoluted the story.
Right.
But I like how this one, let's just focus on the big ones.
Yeah, and then we'll just bring the big ones and that's it. We're good. Yeah. So basically Pansy, convinces her king dad to let her go with them. Shin kind of starts telling Goku that, hey, Glorio might be hiding it. I don't know if we can trust this dude. Like,
we'll give it away. His shitty eyes or the fact that he's evil.
yeah, exactly.
Like, who trusted him from the first episode?
Yeah, no one. you see that his intentions were clearly shady from the get-go. Like, whatever it is, it's not to help them for real.
Oh, yeah, because he was being so upfront when he challenged Goku to a fight.
Yeah, exactly. So then they get in the ship, and shortly after they take off, the engine basically, like, and they just fucking crash. And then that's...
Because, like everyone, when they had to overpack everything.
Oh, yeah, because she overloaded the ship.
Well, yeah, that's what happens in the next episodes when they say, like, she says, oh, I guess it's probably because all my luggage, like, or whatever. So... the next episode 6, Lightning. All right. This is when we get the ship just crashed. And she's like, oh, I guess my luggage exceeded the weight limit or whatever of the fucking engines, which God damn, that's a lot of shit.
But not surprising.
Yeah, not surprising. So she's trying to fix the engine. And then Goku goes behind a bush to take. No, he goes. Is he going to take a shit?
Yeah, take a shit.
Yeah, he goes to take. He's like, oh, I got a shit. And he goes behind this bush.
Do you think? I know this is completely off topic. Given the fact that how much Saiyans eat, especially Goku, his shit, does he shit normally and just makes a pile? Like, say, like how else humans shit? Mm. Or is it more of a nibbler thing from Futurama where it's concentrated, super dense and concentrated?
I kind of think that because of the energy, because the reason why they eat so much is because they burn so much energy just being alive, right? And then obviously fighting. Okay,
but look at Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Goku ate like that as a kid.
Right.
And he was nowhere near the strongest on Earth.
Right. But
so the humans that were stronger than him were eating like him.
Maybe.
Oh, one of them, the Indian dude, didn't even eat at all because he was on fast.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like it is probably a Nibbler situation where they're just these giant, dense balls of like of
concentrated matter,
concentrated dead matter that he couldn't digest or whatever. That like there's no energy. Like he sucked all the energy out of it. And then I'm sure they could use it for fuel also. So he goes behind this bush to take a shit, and the Gendarmerie, how do you, I don't know how to say their name. Those guys from the fucking beginning, or the when they were on the planet, Gendarmerie or something like that. Gendarmerie.
Are you talking about the ones that are the king, that are the Kais?
Basically, Goma's soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, that army.
Yeah.
I don't remember their name. Yeah.
The Gendarmerie or Gendarmerie.
See, that's the problem. Watching something subbed.
Yeah.
The names, we can't catch the names because it's not our native language.
Right.
But.
And we're also reading it too. Like.
But at the same time though, when you have something that sounds really fucking cool.
Yeah.
It sticks.
Sick. Yeah.
Like that one Digimon. From the. Here in America, it was the Digimon movie. But in Japan, they were two separate OVAs that whoever was the American production, I think it was Deeks.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Deek.
You ever see the fucking YouTube poop of it? Where it's like the really, no, but it says Deeks.
Yeah.
But then this has a Deeks.
Yeah.
But there's this fucking Digimon. Even to this day, the only Digimon's names I know are the original cast's Digimon and their Digivolutions.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't remember any other Digimon's name. But I remember this Digimon's name. Because it's so fucking cool. It's Dioboromon.
Hmm.
It's like diabolical, devil. It's like a bunch of fucking words like that put together.
Hmm, that's pretty cool.
And I was like, yeah, that's a fucking sick name. Yeah. I don't think it was the actual real name, the Japanese
name.
That's
what we called it?
The localization.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was during the 4Kids era where localization was fucking
prominent. Camp. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, anyway, so these guys show up, and they're looking for Goku. And
aren't we all?
Yeah. And the other everybody, since he's behind the bush taking a shit, they're like, oh, yeah, he's not here. We've never seen him before in our lives.
Ooh. I don't know. I can imagine like if Team Foresight would have done the, or so, if somebody abridges this, like,
yeah,
that this conversation is going on and it's just someone, you just hear Goku in the background. Oh, yeah. God.
What the fuck was that? The wind. I don't know.
No, like, and then.
Sounds the wind breaking.
To go with the team, standing Team Foresight joke. I don't know. That didn't sound like the wind. And he'd go, then he'd, it was the wind. Well, the wind wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah,
true. Well, or the serenading sounds of a demon duck.
Oh yeah,
demon duck, yeah.
Quack. Oh yeah, which is the wind. Because in T Force in the Dragon Ball Z, there's a joke that Krillin did that he accidentally said something out loud, and you know all the bad guys heard it.
Yeah,
and to get him off the trail, he's like, quack. Oh, it's just a space duck. And so like every time he gets scared, he goes, quack.
Oh, that's funny. So then basically they end up saying, all right, well, if you see him, we're looking for him. And then they leave. And then engine gets fixed and they take off a bunch of her luggage and they leave it. So they're like, all right, we can't have this happen again. So they haul back, get going. Shin is talking about Degasu and Dr. Arinsu that are his siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed here in the demon realm because they wanted to be like, they had ambitions to like be.
Yeah, it's weird. Apparently, if you're all three born to the same pod, you're siblings.
Yeah.
But if you're to the same tree, you're not.
You're not. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they end up making camp and sleeping. And of course, Shipbag Glorio fucking makes a secret call to Dr. Arinsu. And obviously, it's revealed that he's working for that guy.
Girl.
Girl, yeah, sorry.
Oh, technically
they're genderless, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Plants.
Yeah,
they're just basically intelligent orcs.
What are the intelligent orcs called?
Quarks.
Yeah, quarks.
Quarks. Yeah.
Which were weren't those created in the same vein as the? This isn't the Warhammer podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll do that. We'll talk about that later. You can talk about that in your orcs episode, Ruben, you bastard. Anyways, a slice of dice. Go check it out. We talk about Warhammer lore, or we're going to start doing that. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So then he works for Dr. Arinsu.
This is the actual right way to use these terms. Who is female presenting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. Because they don't have a gender.
They don't have genders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. See, wokeism was good for something, Frank. So then they get attacked by this fucking minotaur.
Oh, yeah, this thing.
And it's like, it wants to eat them. Like, it wants to eat them. And so Goku's like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna fight this thing. And then Gloria's like, no, I'm gonna fight this thing. And then they end up arguing and then start fighting each other.
Yeah, they never fight the fucking minotaur.
Yeah, they ignored it completely. Like, they end up fighting each other. And then Glorio can like match Goku's kind of like level with his magic, his base form level.
I don't even think he did. I think Goku just
let him.
Not just let him. I think Goku was
like toying with him. Maybe
I think was suffering from what Byakugan. Oh my god, I can't remember his fucking name.
I don't know. What's it from?
Kenpachi.
Oh, okay.
Where he deliberately holds himself back so he can always have a good fight.
Yeah.
I think with Goku, it was that where he realized, oh.
Oh, and Dan also remember he said he was only going to fight with one fist.
Who?
Goku.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, I think he went Super Saiyan to humor him.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, but that's also the big thing.
It scared him.
Finally got Goku to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, so we got to, so we got him to go Super Saiyan. And then, He fucking Glorio kind of just whatever surrenders, and then the Minotaur fucks off, doesn't even do anything after the season.
Go, like nope,
you want any of that?
Yep, I don't want none of this smoke. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. And so then
I fucked around. I almost found out,
and now I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm leaving before I actually find out. So then we cut back to Bulma and the other Z Warriors as they're referred to. Repairing. Bulma finishes fixing their ship. You got Vegito, Piccolo, and Kibito. Vegeta. Did I say Vegito? Oh.
Yeah, this isn't a fusion.
It could be. Anyways.
It's Vegito, right?
Yeah, it's Vegito.
Gogeta and Vegito.
Yeah.
And Vegito.
And Vegito. And Cheeto. Chester Cheeto is also thrown in there as well.
You think you're going to get one of those two of those fusion bugs, or is there going to be a whole new fusion?
They introduced the fusion bugs for a reason.
Yeah.
We're going to see a baby. Oh, it might be a third one.
Because
Gogeta is through the fusion dance.
Yeah, Mifuba or
Vegeta's with the Vegito's with the Batato rings or whatever they're called.
Patara.
Yeah.
That's what they're a fusion of the Patara is what they always say. Well, it's only happened once.
Yeah.
So they're the fusions of two specific different fusion methods. So if this is a new fusion with insects, so could this be the creation of something new? Since we're not going to get a new form, we get a new fusion of Goku and Vegeta?
Oh, yeah, maybe. There's a third person maybe there's three of them that do it, you know? Because they're in those pods and there's three of them, right? So maybe that's like
it's the bugs.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is like, that's already like a theme thematically. Like it would make sense. Like, oh, they're foreshadowing it with this thing.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, that makes sense, because it was, yeah, when what's his name, Glorio came, it was him, Kai, and, what was his name? It's Goku and, Shin, there you go. I was just so used to the English version where they just call him Supreme Kai.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, apparently we find out his real name.
That's later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But. You understand? Yeah, that was three of them left. And then when Bulma was working on the thing, they only had enough room for three.
Yeah. So now it's all in threes.
Yeah, it's all in threes.
So like that, I feel like there's like, that's like, a little, like so, it's foreshadowing that.
So it would have to be Piccolo?
Hmm? Vegeta, Goku, and Piccolo?
Yeah, well, that's only the other third that's would
capable
be
of doing it.
Not capable, just would be of
would make matter. Sense. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Hmm.
And then it translates into they're going to make a whole new movie and it's going to be them doing that as adults like that.
Eventually.
That'd be cool. I mean, whatever. Listen, I shut up and take my money.
Well, we don't know if this is canon yet.
Oh, Okay. Anyways, so then that's where we get. She fixes the ship. Bulma fixes the ship, and then they're like, "All right, we're off to go." And then as soon as they go, gets fucking broken down again, in typical Dragon Ball fashion. And then we get to the next episode. That's how that one ends. So episode 7, Caller. Basically, Bulma figuring out, like, okay, it's not fucked up. It's just ran out of gas. But
we don't have the materials.
We can't make this gas. Like, the gas is only found in the Demon Realm, and we are. That's where we're going. So we clearly don't have that here. So they're just like, oh my god, like fucking shit. What are we gonna do?
So was that just an empty plot hook? Them building their own ship?
Yeah, it was just to keep them at. To keep,
was it a red? Keep, was keep it a red herring? Somewhat
relevant. Yeah, it was probably to keep them also relevant until this just happened because. Ibis just shows up and he's like, oh, hey, guys, I'm here to take you just conveniently.
Literally the moment you realize you were doomed.
Yeah, I show up now. And she basically takes them or it takes them to the Demon Realm.
It doesn't want to miss a salon appointment.
Yeah, basically. And so then we get the Goma forces end up kind of capturing or detaining Goku's, you know, the group. And Pansy thinks that they were able to track her little collar, which all of the people in the third world, if you're like a citizen, like you got to wear this fucking collar. Like it's like the law or whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, if you're a Majin, or what do you call them?
Majin.
Majin, yeah.
Yeah. So then Goku uses the instant transmission to.
Teleport to where King Kai, or he won't say King Kai, but he's Supreme Kai, but no, his name's Shin.
Shin, yeah. He teleports there. And then, oh great, no, Xbox is going to sue us now. So he does that to avoid getting detected. And then there's the guards are saying that, oh, like we think that the Pansy is the initial, like the tax disruptor from that original thing that was happening. And so now they're like, no, fuck you guys. And so then they end up fighting. And so they fight. Obviously,
I mean, fight.
Yeah, fight. They whoop their ass and then fucking end up. Defeating them, but the ship gets damaged. So they're like, fuck. Well, you know what? Probably steal one of their ships.
Very reminiscent of Dragon Ball Z when they make it to planet Namek, and as soon as they get there, the Frieza Force destroys the ship.
Yeah.
Forcing them to have to call Goku to bring his ship so they can get. Again, it's all plot hooks.
It's all plot hooks here. So then they steal that ship, and they're like, oh, cool, and then we can also like blend in. So Shin kind of figures out that, oh man, Pansy's collar was designed by Dr. Arinsu.
Yeah.
So he's like, boom, destroys it, kills it.
Well, no, because it's made of a material that comes from his world or some shit.
Yeah, that's how he figured out that he made it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he destroys it. Now she's free. And then he tells his name, Nahare.
Nahare, yeah.
His birth name.
Fucking Goku. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to call. Well, I guess I'll start calling you that now, Narahe.
He says it wrong.
No, I said it wrong.
Yeah.
He says it right. And then there's just a pause. And like, literally in that pause, I'm thinking, wait, but in Super, he calls him Shin or he calls him Supreme Kai. So what this means that, the show's not canon then. Okay, cool. We have our answer. Now I'm just gonna keep calling. I don't like it. I'm gonna keep calling you Shin.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now we don't know. So then. The king tells Hybus to bring the guests over to Goku's group because they just got to the Tamagami encampment. And so this is the thing that has the first fucking Dragon Ball of the Demon Realm, the Tamagami. And there's a local and Pansy, and they're trying to tell Goku, like, hey, man, you probably shouldn't fight this thing because everybody who's fought it has lost. And dies or whatever, right? Like
he's either gotten away severely injured or died.
Or died, yeah. And so
specifically he said the stubborn ones die,
yeah.
And if there's one word to describe Goku.
Oh yeah. So Goku says, cool story, bro, and challenges it anyway. Bet. Like, he just says bet, and then he fucking goes and
it's like you literally if you were trying to keep me away from it, you literally use the opposite words.
Now you have guaranteed that I'm going to fight this thing. And so anyway, so then that's where the episode ends with him challenging the Tamagami or whatever. Mm-hmm. We get the next episode,
like,
8.
I was so pissed. Like, oh, are we finally going to... You've been hyping these fucking things this entire fucking series. We're finally going to get to the fight. Of course.
Yeah, in the episode ends. Also, I am a little... Is this season going to be 24 episodes?
I have no idea.
Because we're coming up on... We don't even fight the first thing to get to first Dragon Ball till episode number 8, right? So there's still two more motherfucking things to get. I feel like if you just be like...
And then the two plot hooks of this evil faction and this evil faction, which was the real threat.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on here that we really don't have the answers for. So I hope this gets... the season's not just going to be 12.
And then as of this point, the other team hasn't even arrived yet either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I don't know. So anyway, so then we get into episode number 8, Tamagami. All right. Mm-hmm. And this is there's now like a crowd fucking around
with this fucking Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
Mjolnir.
With this Mjolnir or whatever. And he is like, everybody's just like, I can't believe this is fucking happening. I can't believe this dude's fighting this guy.
I know they couldn't do it, but you know what would have been funny is that while they're fighting, they just a la fucking Helsing a bridge or sorry, Helsing Ultimate or whatever. That while they're fighting, they're not getting hurt. They're like dodging each other, but the crowd's just getting fucked up.
Oh yeah. That would have been funny. So then we get they're fairly evenly matched, or so it seems. Goku goes Super Saiyan, mm-hmm. breaks the fucking Mjolnir hammer or whatever, hits the fucking Kamehameha, and then he fucking goes Super Saiyan 2. Then the Tamagami says, oh, I give up. I surrender. But if you want the Dragon Ball,
you still one more test.
There's one more test, and you got to find it in the shell game. So Goku sees that the Tamagami threw the Dragon Ball away instead of putting it under one of the cups. And that's how he wins the challenge. Because he's like, hey, you son of a bitch, it's not even under one of these cups.
And then the Tamagami ends up becoming a Dragon Ball Z fan because what's he doing at the end of the episode?
Oh, yeah. Fucking, he's like, oh.
Yeah, I thought
that.
Like,
how the fuck did he do that? Yeah, he's doing it.
Yeah, I love that. I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Because, I mean, because, of course, anyone who ever sees the Kamehameha for the first time always at least tries to do it.
Yeah, like.
If there's one, there's always two things that you can guarantee from every fucking Dragon Ball fan. They want to do a Kamehameha wave, and they want to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So then, everybody's all happy and celebrating and everything. Glorio, bitch-ass Glorio, calls Dr. Orinsu and tells her what's going down. Goku and everybody then say, all right, cool. Now we got to go to the second world. So they get ready to go do that or whatever. And then we got Goma and Degasu looking at the footage in their little fucking Matrix camera fucking building or whatever the fuck it is, room. And they're looking at it's Vegeta's the final atonement explosion.
Yeah.
That he did to Majin Buu. And they notice Orinsu in the background
mm-hmm.
collecting some regenerative residue of
one Buu's. of his little slimes.
Yeah.
A part of him.
Yeah, yeah. So then Orinsu goes and visits Marba, which is the witch who created
Majin Buu,
right? That's the witch who made him.
Bibbidi is the one that ordered the creation.
Yeah.
In Dragon Ball Z, it's Babidi that's there, which is supposed to be his son, but it's literally a clone of him.
Mm.
So, yeah, which is, you know, that's little Super Cinderella thing.
Yeah, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, basically, she's working on some new creature or new thing using the residue of Boo.
It looked like it was recreate. I thought they were going to recreate Boo.
Maybe. I don't know. They're doing something.
Like, but they were saying, like, but to put it completely under their control.
Yeah.
Where the original Majin Buu wasn't.
Right, yeah.
That was when they saw the hit where he killed Babidi.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when she poured that thing in there, you saw. Yeah, that would have been when Boo. Okay, so a major thing that happens in Dragon Ball Z with that fight is that Majin Buu separates himself.
Uh-huh.
Because Mr. Satan, or Hercule in the English dub.
Yeah.
Which I guess I found out through Team Four Star's commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Satan is a title. Like a Mr. Universe kind of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So because he has his real name, but that's his title. Essentially, Mr. Satan calms Boo. And literally, like, he set the motion for him to become a good guy. And then somebody shoots their dog.
Yeah.
And causes Boo to rage to explode and allowed what we will later call evil Boo to come out of him, which was the gray version of himself.
Right, yeah.
And it is believed that, because, you know, evil Boo absorbs Majin Boo and becomes Super Boo.
Right.
And then Super Boo loses control of his sanity and becomes Kid Boo.
Right.
And then from what I remember it was, the theory is that Kid Boo is actually the Majin that
they created originally.
That they created originally when she created.
Oh, okay.
Because they're saying he absorbed one of the Kais. And it was like this goofy, fun-loving, fat one.
Okay.
And they're saying because he absorbed him, he became like him.
Oh.
And that's where we get Fat Boo.
Right, okay.
But again, this is Fat Boo. So my theory is like she took the piece that separated.
Yeah.
So would it even still be the one? Would it even be able to remake it without it? But then now I remember Vegeta's Final Atonement was before the separation. Yeah. So it does have the essence of that Boo in him.
Mm.
Because the Boo we have now is not if the theory is correct, isn't the one that they created.
Mm.
That's just the effect of him absorbing a jolly loving person.
Yeah, someone else, yeah.
Because we see that in Super Boo, when he absorbs people, he like his clothes changes to them. So we see that it absorbing someone does affect the personality.
Right.
So then we got two separate Boos. So, but yeah, but never mind. It all goes out the window because, yeah, that Kid Boo will still be inside that Boo.
Yeah.
This was before the separation, so I guess, yeah, it could still work. So never mind. My theory's out the wall.
Yeah. Anyway, so then she, like, spits in the thing to, like, make it that'll be, like, loyal or whatever to her, which doesn't make any fucking sense, but...
What is it with anime and making every fucking simple act either dumb or sexual as fuck?
Yeah.
Because that was not the way she did that spit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spit for what again?
She spits in the thing to make it, like,
to
loyal.
To make bond to her, so it's loyal to her.
Oh.
So
all
then,
right.
Yeah, so then she basically says she's going to overthrow Goma and fucking rule the demon realm, obviously. That's like, you know, whatever. Once Goku collects the Dragon Balls, that's like her backup plan. Like, oh, if Goku collects the Dragon Balls, I'll do it
that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So then the King Kidan contacts Hybus and
I would like muddy wine.
Yeah, yeah. And basically tells them hey, Goku beat the fucking Tamagami and it's all good. You should go meet him at the Warp Lord.
Or Mr. Warp.
Mr. Warp, yeah, that's what his name is.
Or Warp Stop.
Warp Stop or something, yeah, whatever.
I'm sure in the English version they call him Mr. Warp like that.
Yeah. So
yeah, Warp Sama.
Yeah, yeah. So then that's the end of episode 8. So that was where we ended off. So we'll end off with there, and then we'll do episode 9 and 10. Bullshit. Next week is episode 12 of Danadan, right?
I believe so.
So next week is only episode 10 of Dragon Ball. So next week, we'll finish off Danadan as its own thing. Mm-hmm. And then once the episode 12 airs...
Is Danadan only going to be 12 episodes?
I think that's going to be like the first season. I think they're going to stop it at 12. Or it'll go on break, it'll pause, and then it'll go... The next 12, maybe. I don't know how Dragon Ball is going to do it. I imagine probably the same. They'll probably pause for like a few months.
Yeah, they did that with Super, so maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Well, let me just see. How many episodes will Danadan have, season one have? It says the first anime season has 12 episodes. So Danadan is going to be 12. And
what
then,
is Daima?
Daima says, "Will Daima? Oh fuck! I should probably put Dragon Ball in front of that. Dragon Ball Daima have says Dragon Ball Daima is expected to have at least 20 episodes in its first season. So, which it says at least 20. So they'll probably pop at least 24, I feel like, because they'll probably do 12 right now. Maybe they'll take a couple months break and then they'll go for another 12. Whoa, it's funny.
Don't repeat it.
that's funny. Anyways, so I don't know. We'll either way. I mean, we were doing these in 4-episode chunks, and now that we're going to be caught, well, we're going to be caught up on Dragon Ball once we do that. So if they pop 13, then we'll just start doing it weekly, each at like the episode.
Oh, that quote goes hard.
What?
C.S. Lewis?
Yeah. What's the quote?
My hope is that when I die, all of hell rejoices that I am out of the fight.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I said, that goes fucking hard.
Yeah. So, also, we're going to watch this movie, Memories. It's from 1995. It's on Amazon Prime Video, so you need to fucking get that hooked up so you can watch it, too, because we haven't seen it. But maybe we'll just watch it here one night. You do need to watch Has Been Hotel, as we were saying. But anyways, so stay tuned for that. We'll review that as well. Frank, you got anything else going on? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, but I'll say that for next time.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll end this episode here. Oh, nice. We got a good hour out of it. It was a good episode. Anyways, that's what we got. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Go to Game Rage Magazine, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Go to Game Rage Mag, Twitter/X. You can follow Frank in this podcast at anime_syndicate_podcast. All right. Catch you guys on the next one, agents.